we all learn what we do somewhere from someone. And I learned what I do at a little place that I started sneaking into when I was about 13, 14 years old. And it was a little club called the Ashgrove. And that's what this song's about. Cause you see, when I was a young boy, I used to slip away, way down to the Ashgrove to hear the old blues band play. There was Big Joe and Lightning and Reverend Gary too. And you know, I'd sit and stare and dream of doing just what they could do. But it's been 30-some years since the Ashgrove burnt down. You know, I'm out on that highway traveling town to town, trying to make a living, trying to pay the rent, and I'm trying to figure out where my life went. I want to go back to the Ashgrove. Now you don't have to go searching, pretend or put on any phony airs, Cause the blues are gonna find you someday, somewhere. Like it or not. Now in my personal situation, now my mother's gone, now my father's gone, now my best friend's gone, and all the old blues men, and all the old blues women, well, they've all come and gone. Despite that harsh reality, I'm still out on this highway traveling town to town, setting up my gear, then I'm tearing it all down, turning up this guitar, standing up on the stage. I'm just trying to raise ghosts up out of their graves. I want to go back to the Ashgrove. That's where I come from. Go back to the Ashgrove. That's where I belong. We'll be right back. I can't say I've been all sinner, I can't say I've been all sane. I've done some good things, but I've made some unfortunate mistakes. But well-intentioned. In fact, I made one or two right here in this town around 1983. You see, I've been in and out of love, and I've said words that I regret. I've been drunk and I've been sober, and like my president Barack Obama, I still enjoy a cool, calm, refreshing flavor of a menthol cigarette. And despite the health warnings that come on the side of guitar cases that says caution, being a professional musician can and will be hazardous to your health and may cause pregnancy. Despite that harsh reality, I'm still out on this highway traveling town to town. And the news on the radio still brings me down. Intolerance and fear, ignorance and lies. It's the same old, I heard it a million times. And it gets me thinking of friends and lovers and how they come and go. Like look-alike houses on the side of the road, full of everyday people trying to get ahead, trying to find a reason just to get out of bed. Cause we all need something just to get us through. Well, I'm gonna play the blues in Madison, cause it's just what I do. I'm going back to that. That's where I come from. I'm going back to the Astros. A favor of you. Can you let me do a little sentimental indulgence here? Because it is always great to come to Madison, Wisconsin. Because if it wasn't for a guy who lives here in Madison, Wisconsin, I would not be standing on this stage. I would still be a fry cook in Long Beach, California. And because I owe him my career and $227 that he doesn't remember, please welcome to the stage my dear old friend from the Rousers, Senor Frank Furillo.